Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Did you know Texas is home to 44 different species of frogs, as well as myriad other amphibians? Scott Keister, Texas Amphibian Watch volunteer, says you don't have to travel far to find a homegrown frog or toad. In fact, he says they may be closer than you think.
The Gulf Coast toad you'll find anywhere where he's got a moist place. He can hide in the daytime and come out at night and hunt bugs. The Rio Grande chirping frog is endemic to the Southern Valley. They're about as big as the joint on your little finger, and they hang out in plants. They like particularly bromeliads.
Not only can we identify these creatures by their habitats, we can also identify them by their distinct calls.
Different frogs and toads call at different times of the year. There are some that are year-round. The bullfrog, the southern leopard frog, the northern cricket frog. They may not breed year-round, but you'll hear them. There are other species, like the spring peeper and the upland and spotted chorus frogs, you will only hear when the weather is cool. Their idea of a perfect day is 50s and rainy. Frogs mostly call to attract mates. In fact, really only male frogs call.
Learn more about frogs and toads on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show for today, with research and writing help from Lauren Seeger. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.